Cherry Pie, written by P. Slasher, read by Raven. Summary. Jim brings Bones a cherry pie. Bones didn't look up from his pads as Jim burst through the door. "I'm studying," he said, a preemptive attempt to get Jim to leave him alone for the night so he could finally work on his damn paper, one that likely wouldn't work. "Hey, Bones," Jim replied cheerfully, dropping a large paper bag onto the coffee table. He merely grunted, focusing again on his notes as Jim rifled through the cabinets in his tiny dorm room. "I brought you a cherry pie from that little cafe you love," Jim said, flopping down on the couch next to him. Bones looked up at that, eyes narrowing.
"That's my favorite. What did you do?"
Jim affected a hurt look as he carefully lifted the pie out of the bag. "What? A guy can't bring his boyfriend pie without something being wrong?" He snorted.
"Not you, no. Did they catch you hacking into the security feeds for the women's locker room? 'Cause I told you that wouldn't work."
Jim rolled his eyes, cutting the pie into large portions and dishing out one for each of them. "No, they haven't caught me. I told you I was careful. Besides, I set it up to only be viewable on your personal pads."
"Damn it, Jim," Bones growled, punching Jim hard in the arm. "If I get in trouble for that, I'm bringing you down with me."
"Joking, I'm totally joking," Jim laughed, dodging another punch and shoving a plate at him. "Here, have a slice." Bones glared and tossed his pad down on the coffee table. The pie did smell pretty good, tart like fresh cherries and still warm. He took a big bite, leaning back in the couch.
Not quite as good as Mama makes, but pretty damn close. So really, why the pie?"
"I just happened to be over by that place, and I thought you might like one," Jim replied around a mouthful, smiling big. Bones snorted again, polishing off the last bit of crust on his plate.
"Try that angelic face on somebody else, kid."
Jim scooted across the couch to press up against him, offering a forkful from his own plate. Bones raised his eyebrow at that, but wasn't about to turn down more pie. Jim grinned, twisting around and lifting his leg to straddle Bones' lap. He offered another forkful of pie, and Bones took it, tongue peeking out to lick the fork clean. Jim fed him another bite, and another, watching his mouth the whole time with a satisfied smile slowly spreading across his face until he had fed Bones the rest of the pie. Then he leaned down, licking at Bones' lips until he gave in and licked back. Jim tasted sweet, like sugar and cherries, his full lips opening for Bones' tongue, inviting him in. Bones pushed deeper, slowly, feeling Jim move against him as one hand stroked up Jim's thigh to grip his hip and the other tangled in his hair. Jim broke off the kiss and leaned down to whisper in Bones' ear, "Maybe I just wanted to taste how sweet you are," the stubble on his cheek rasping against Bones' skin. Bones' soft laugh caught in his chest as Jim bit his earlobe, licked his neck just below his jaw.
"Only you, Jim. Only you."
The end. Thank you for listening.